It is the Hometown Morning Show 727, and I look forward to this every year because there is no shortage of nuts on the Hometown Morning Show. Meredith's nuts. I'm nuts. This bag that just came in says from one nut to another. And, no, you don't need those. We got another nut in here with us, too. Introduce yourself, young lady.
I'm Dale Riley from St. Romuald Church.
Fish breader extraordinaire, seller of nuts, maker of muffins. Spoiler of the Hometown Morning Show, Dale Riley. Good to see you this morning.
It's good to be here. It really is.
Yeah. We can't even all just look. We can't even look at each other without laughing, all three of us together. This is something. And I knew it would be this way. And I've been looking so forward to it because we need a little normalcy this year, Dale.
Absolutely.
We've Bring missed everybody. We've missed picnics. We've missed fish fries. But luckily, St. Romuald Altar Society is doing their nut sale this year.
We are.
Just like the good old days.
That's right.
Just like old times. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. I'm going to dig in this bag here you brought me. Meredith, I wish you'd look here. What am I going to make with these premium quality fancy pecan pieces? Which means, what's Angie going to make with these fancy pecan? Y'all have sold the best quality. You know, getting Christmas is going to be here before we know it. Thanksgiving is going to be here before we know it. Got a lot of baking, a lot of candy making. Y'all have sold the best quality nuts.
They're good for the price. Years. $12 sounds like a lot, but they are one-pound bags. Everything we sell is one-pound bags, and they are good quality.
Very good stuff. Y'all been doing this for some time, too.
40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great tradition. I'm so glad y'all are getting to do it this year. And Altar Society, of course, folks, if you don't know, Altar Society takes care of so many things in the church. I mean, you buy the communion supplies, is that correct?
Exactly.
You take care of funeral meals and help with things. There's just a ton. There's a ton on the plate of the Altar Society especially a big parish like St. Romuald.
We do nursing home ministries. We do monthly donations to the Good Samaritan Center here locally. We have an annual scholarship for our graduating seniors. We help with migrant meal donations. Just about anything anybody comes to the Altar Society for, within reason.
And it's a whole lot. I mean, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
If you decide to become a member of an Altar Society at a parish, that is a pretty big commitment.
It is. It's a $5 a year membership. What can you get for $5?
Right.
And we have enlarged our membership. It used to be the Ladies Altar Society. Last year, we decided to include men, teenagers. You pay your $5, you're a member of our
Altar
Society.
So you get those men in there, you working them like mules?
Take out that garbage. Tote those chairs and tables. That's right.
That's the Bill Riley that I love.
Don't just stand around and looking pretty. That's right.
I love it. But, you know, an Altar Society is a vital part of a parish. You have to have them.
We do. You know, not just for money.
Right.
We fill in a lot of ways in the parish. Like I said, if they come to us and they need something, if we can do it, we do it.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of people. All of our older women are gone. God bless them. But a lot of the younger people have stepped up and taken their place.
Well, what a great tradition, too. If you're raising your family in a church, you come to a certain age where you realize that it's going to fall on your shoulders. So while some of these folks that have a lot of experience in there that have sold nuts for years and years and years and helped order, communion wafers and wine and all the things that you need and all the different things the Altar Society does. Get in there, young ones, while you can still be taught and then carry those traditions
and
on.
And we're very lucky about that. Our school children at St. Romuald School and our church parish, they jump in there.
I love that.
The parents get them involved, and they are. We have some really, really good kids.
I've got to brag. You all usually only get me on holy days because I slip off work early and run up because it's close, but I always feel so at home there, and I love it. I love it so much. See so many good people that
we
I know.
We have good people.
You sure do. Let's talk about this nut sale. This is how you all raise money, one of the ways you all raise money.
Our main way.
So let's sell some of these nuts. What all do you all have to offer this year? Because things are a little different, too. You can't put off this year, folks.
We started out with only pecans and cashews. But through the years, we've included walnuts, almonds, trail mix, praline pecans. And like you said, our quality is very good.
Good stuff.
Very
good. Good stuff.
We are only doing pre-order this year due to circumstances. We will not be ordering any extras that you have to pre-order. And come get them, pay them when you pick them up.
So you cannot put off. I know maybe in years past you thought, well, I didn't get my order in. You could go just, you know, you could dig through the extras and buy what you wanted. Not this year, folks. You have got to pre-order. How do folks go about doing that?
To place any kind of order, you may call 270-756-5219 or 270-945-2787 from 8 to 8 daily. You can get a hold of any Ultra Society member, which is just about any woman in the parish.
Right.
Or you can call down to the office. Call them. They can take your order. The pickup dates are Saturday, November 14th from 9 to 1. Thursday, November 21st, 9 to 1.
Okay.
And it'll be down at the church.
And what's our due date on getting our orders in again, Dale? What are we looking at?
Pre-sale starts September the 12th.
Okay.
And it continues through October the 10th.
All right,
so you better have them in.
All right, folks, we got to, and it's going to be here. I mean,
before we know it.
Quicker than you, because yeah. It's been a couple months since you came in to see us, and it seems like it was last week.
I know.
It flies by.
It does. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right. It's going to be cooler weather. You're going to want to get in that kitchen and bake. If you don't get these nuts, you're nuts, because they are good. Real good. Did you like that, Meredith?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you like that? Hey, listen, I only became a dad so I could tell dad jokes. It's the truth. Dale, it's so good. It's so good to have you. I've got to ask you, because this lady that's with us right now makes one of my favorite treats that I've ever had in the world. If you've never had a Riley muffin, which Meredith and I have, you are missing out if you've never had one.
I was stunned when he gave me my first one. I was like, how did you do this?
And that's proof that I'm fond of you, because I did not want to share it. But I did. So what are you going to, besides your famous muffins, what plans do you have for all the wonderful nuts that you're
going to order?
I only
do muffins. I don't do pecan pies. I don't do candy, because if I make them, I eat them. I make them and give them away.
I say, if you get a wild hair to do some of that, I mean, we know some people that could.
I make them 2 dozen at a time. Call me and place your order.
They are fantastic.
And I enjoy doing it, and I never eat them.
Well, you just keep on making them.
Yeah.
Keep on making them. So you do know how good they are, though, don't you?
I do know how good they are. If I'm getting ready to throw one away because it's past its time, I will eat that.
Okay. All right. Taking one for the team. That's a true artist at work right there. Thank you so much for coming in to see us.
Thank you. I always look forward to this.
We love our St. Romuald folks, and we love the Altar Society there, and we hope y'all make a ton of money, and I'm gonna steal your sheet before you leave, so I have all your info. Because folks, bless your heart, because I'm gonna need that. Because I won't remember.
I
know
either.
How I
That's
am.
That's my cheat sheet.
Okay, I might. If you need it back, I'll make a copy of it.
No, I have plenty.
But listen, they've been doing this for a long time. Let's carry on the tradition. These nuts are not like the kind you get at the grocery. They're above and beyond. They're a whole different ball game. If you really want those muffins and cookies and bourbon balls and pecan pies and all those goodies we look forward to. I'm killing Meredith. Oof. Look at her. She just got slobber coming out of her mouth. She's over here drooling. Get
my
those in.
Breakfast didn't cut it.
Get those in. So 756-5219, 945-2787. Those have got to be in by October the 10th. And there'll be no extras this year. So let's get on them, okay?
Get them.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you so much. Folks, stay tuned. More fun and foolishness on the way.